Hey everyone, and welcome to the Hair Healer Podcast Season 2 premiere. I'm your host, Colleen, aka The Hair Healer Season 2. Wow, I can't believe we made it here. We made it through Season 1, which premiered January 6th of 2020. What a year. It premiered and then it instantly evolved. But thank you to everyone who supported me this year. Thank you for everyone who's listened to the podcast. It's growing. It's amazing. Thank you. I couldn't have made it without any of you. On this premiere episode, though, I want to talk about Season 1, what to expect with Season 2, and everything in between, because so much has changed, grown, evolved, everything. Again, thank you guys so much for your support. I cannot stop thanking that. Here we are, a year later, 2021. So let me give a little recap of Season 1. Season 1 premiered January 6, 2020. It was recorded at Capriati Salon. At the time, I was still working in the salon. I was working at that salon, and I actually recorded the episode starting September. It was September 13th because it was a full moon, 2019. And I recorded through the entire fall season, 12 episodes with 12 different clients. The original format of Season 1 was just my clients at the hair salon about their personal healing journeys. We recorded at the salon, at the color table, after hours. So that was the premiere. I recorded a bunch and then I said, hey guys, surprise, in December I have a podcast and here it is. And I premiered 5 episodes like I'm doing today. And then each episode came and then the quarantine hit. So I premiered those episodes with my clients and then I got a bunch of clients in and every Friday I would record. And that was January, February, and I think it was a Friday, March 5th, before lockdown. I recorded my last episode with my client in the salon, and his name was Alan. His episode's, I think, 17 is a really, really good episode. But it's so funny to think how much has changed, because I remember saying to him, and I say it on that episode, I was like, there is no way they're going to shut down this country. What? They can't do that. They don't just shut down countries. And he was like, no, yeah, and this isn't going to change. And as you see, it's changed everything. And I think one thing I definitely have learned just by saying that, and I know I'm not alone in this, I think as Americans, we have this feeling like nothing's ever going to happen to us. Nothing's going to happen to our country. We're always just going to be safe, happy, free, whatever. And then we realize how vulnerable we really are in this in more than many ways. So I instantly, right, Mercury brained. I'm triple threat Mercury. I was 10 steps ahead and I said, okay, well, this is my dream and I'm not stopping, you know, like, so now we're just going to figure out how to do it on Zoom computer. And, you know, I had some clients, but some clients were like, oh, I don't know about Zoom. I said, I'm going to open it up to everyone. I know a lot of people on social media. I know a lot of people with stories and I'm going to open up to everyone. I'm going to call it the quarantine files, it was called. And I had my little picture and I, on the top, I like in the bubble of quarantine, it said the quarantine files in there. And my first one was my friend in Australia and Natasha. And I was like, okay, this is great, listening to her story. And it was the very same format. If you're not familiar with my show, I don't know what I'm going to say, what I'm going to ask until I'm in the energy of the person. So with my clients, and granted, I knew a little bit about their story, but I didn't know, you know, I mean, I knew a lot about their story throughout the years while I was with them during their hair healing journey, but I never really quite knew what was going to come out. And I did the very same thing. We met on Zoom. We would talk on Zoom and I would pray about it before, and whatever was meant to be said or I was meant to ask would come out. And each episode ends up being like an hour. So, and it's a lot. And I also feel like that really is how I can get a real raw truth, right? When people are in that moment, right? Because we're in that moment, we're excited, we're loving talking, we're finding out about someone, and then you just ask questions and that's when you get that raw truth. So that's one of the goals. I got these two cats, sorry, jumping up, 11 and 11. I named them, of course, and they are so crazy. So that's a new addition in between. So I did that and I started recording. We go on quarantine. I start recording 3 episodes a week, I think. People all over the world, hairstylists. There's 3 in there during the time that were actual still, that were clients. Hairstylists, healers, just random people, good friends that are a polyamorous couple, also in Australia, so many different stories. And the goal was to, and during those episodes, I also asked, like, hey, what's going on in your quarantine? Like, how are you holding up? What are you doing? What are you learning? What are you surviving? So there was a theme around that, but also a theme of just their life and what people had learned and gone through in hopes to raise the vibration of the world, especially at the time, and the consciousness, and bring everyone together. And that's still the hopes of my show in general, is to bring people together to show that we're all different walks of life, and but we're all the same thing. We're soul. We have the same emotions. We're source, you know? We're not this flesh being of body. So that happens. Kicking off, I recorded 48 episodes, and I thought, okay, this seems like a good theme now, not just limiting it to my clients. And again, almost it instantly evolved. It was like, going to be just my clients, center around the salon, to all of a sudden it instantly became everyone. And I loved that. I loved it. And I said, okay, that's what I want for season two. And at the same time, I decided, which you guys know from my season finale, series finale episode, not to go back to the salon, launch the hair healer, do the energy healing. I got certified in energy healing. I got a form of Reiki. I got certified. I didn't take my test yet, but for year one of astrology, I'm in year two in horary. Like, I had a lot going on. I was like, okay, I'm just quitting everything and making my entire life, you know, in the podcast, I'm going to take it off and I'm going to do the beginning of season two really, really big with the podcast. You've been following me. I have been doing that. And it's funny to talk about the equipment recap, because it went from just my computer and a little microphone to this giant road coaster. I got an entire system. Like, it's amazing. I'm a professional. I feel a professional. So, sorry, deep breath. As summer kicked off, I finished up the season finale of the podcast. I, at the time, hired an assistant, and Nikki DiGiorgio. She was wonderful. It just didn't work out, but you'll hear me talk about her in the first few episodes, because she did a lot. She brought the equipment. She would record with me. She did a lot during that time. So, during that time with her, I was able to really figure out how to start to take the Hair Healer podcast to the next level with branding, with my look, with my aesthetic. How do I want to represent myself? And then, of course, season two started. And I was like, I knew that we were going to go into some sort of lockdown again, or some sort of form. I knew it was going to go get bad again. I just knew that it was. And so I was like, I need to get these all done. And September rolled around, and that's when we started to record. Well, as you guys know, actually, if you listen to the Cambo episode, we did the Cambo season in August, and then September came around, and we just started rolling out 10 episodes every single weekend, and we recorded the first one here at the Hair Healer Studio. I kicked everything out of my living room, and I built a little studio in here, and with this great equipment, we can also travel. So I opened up season two to people in Philadelphia. It became people in the Philadelphia area. Again, not just my clients. There is a client that's on there, but yoga instructors, healers, people that own stores, business owners, salon owners, all kinds of different people. And again, some of it was in the studio, some of it was on location. And we recorded. Again, it's the same format, life, only this time we're like in the middle and figuring out how they're rebuilding their life while, you know, accepting that quarantine is the way it is. So that was really exciting. And I will tell you, it happened during Mars retrograde, and Mars retrograde only happens once every 2.5 years. And Mars is a sign of aggression and going and work. So when it was coupled with me starting this season, and when it's in retrograde, actually everything goes inward. Everything is internal, but also the work, it just seemed impossible to do. I remember every weekend I just was like all over the place, didn't know which direction to go, what to do, what I was even saying. Even in some episodes, I felt totally out of it. It was so weird starting that season during Mars retrograde, but I know it's an awesome season. Again, another deep breath. Season two, here we are. So what's changed in my personal life? I'm officially divorced. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that was a huge journey for me. And my marriage is really tied into the beginning and the starting of this podcast and where that went. So it's amazing to have it. And it's so funny because it finalized, the judge signed it on the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction on the 21st. And if you have heard me talk throughout Instagram or whatever, you know that my marriage to my ex-husband was my Saturn return. And I will talk about that for a few moments and what the Saturn return means. So when you have your Saturn return, it happens every about 30 years, 28 to 30 years. It's whenever Saturn enters into the house or the sign that it was when you were born. And oftentimes Saturn is associated with karma, right? With responsibility, with boundaries, with growing up. So a lot of times you'll see the first 30 years of your life play out in this very kind of small, short couple year term, right? And almost it's about moving you into the next direction, launching you into your life. You're ending karma, you're ending patterns, you're ending cycles, things you came in with, things you grew with. It's just sort of like ending. And it's like, okay, here's your big life challenge to get to the next level, to ascend to the next level, essentially. So I have Saturn in my fifth house of romance, children. That's the big one. Romance, children. I also have Neptune in there, and Neptune kind of rules that very fantasy world. And if you've known me, every person up until now was my soulmate or my twin flame that I ever met. And there was always this search, this yearning for that. And I also had it opposite Venus in my 11th house. And so I met my husband, and my whole life was kind of chaotic with marriages. My dad was married a bunch of times. My parents lived across the street from each other. It was all, I always saw it. And I was sort of starting to repeat that same pattern, right? That same cycle, what I had gone through, I started to repeat a little bit. And I met my husband. He was 12 years older, and he mirrored a lot of some similar stuff of my father. And there was kids, you know, we both had kids and stuff like that. And it was like, we married 2 months later on 11/11. Why not? Because that's my twin flame, you're telling me. And it was crazy. I can't get into it, but it was so crazy. And it transformed me. And at one point in 2019, I was in a really, really hard spot with it. I couldn't tell people what was happening or what was going on. And all I had to do was work. I would write. I didn't sleep, so I would just write and work and create and started this. That was the baby of that, my bedroom of the podcast and where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do and how I was going to make it and what I was going to do with it. So that really is what helped me through the darkest time. That was, you know, it was very dark. So that's what helped me through that. So it's amazing to have gone through that, have the podcast, make it through the quarantine, start season two, be divorced. I mean, I cannot believe I am here where I am 2 years ago, two Decembers ago, January of 2019. I would have never thought that here I would be January of 2021. It was so crazy, such a storm. But that is here to testify, to remind you that in life, no matter what storm happens, no matter what storm comes your way, you can and you will move past it. You will grow beyond it. Life isn't just unfortunately, this happy time the entire time. That would be nice, but then we wouldn't appreciate the happy times. We also don't grow in the happy times. Yeah, we have little growths, you could say. We enjoy the happy times, right? We grow, though, in the hard times, put the work and show up for ourselves in the hard times so we can enjoy the good times. And so you have to understand that life is a balance of shitty times and really amazing times. You're going to have long stretches. My teacher, Jutta Bhava, Nightlight Astrology, always says you're going to have stretches of sadness and stretches of happiness in life. And you just have to accept that. And it's so worth it when you get to the other side of that horrible time, when you look at yourself and you're like, holy shit, I'm a warrior person. I just made it through all of those emotions and pain and struggles and days on end when you didn't know how that was going to end. I just made that. And then it elevates your soul, your spirit, everything. So it's here to remind you that no matter what, especially right now, we've had some hard, hard times. And collectively, personally, that you will shift, you will change, these times will move on, you will ascend beyond them. But with that, you're going to have so much extra strength in you, so much extra strength. And that is really a beautiful thing. Whew, 2020. I actually don't know how that sounds, me just breathing in that microphone. So I'm sorry if that sounds really annoying while you're listening to that. Please keep listening to the Hair Healer podcast. That is for sure. 2020, I still have no idea what I'm doing with the business thing. Every day I take whatever opportunity comes to me or with the podcast, and I trust and believe in my path, because I know when I look back on my life, everything has always worked out. I was always on the right path. And oftentimes when I didn't think I was on the right path or I had no idea where I was going, I get there and then I look back and I think, oh my God, that's why, or that's why that didn't work out, or that's where that led that to. So there was a lot of that. Now we're having one more shift to, I started, as you know, Andy, Andu, his episode, I don't know what episode it is, Andy Donahue, he has a podcast, The Andu Show, and he was on my podcast season one. We're very good friends. We've known each other for 9 years now. He asked me to co-host his show. I was like, wait, what? Okay. Because one of the things I wanted to do was go live and start doing live streaming. And on top of the 1,500 other things I do, it was just hard to plan that. And I did want to do live streaming with someone. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's just try this. Just get together and start making some videos and some podcast episodes. And we did. And we have instant chemistry, like on-camera chemistry that makes us work. Good hosts. We've already recorded two. So this will be out. We're not sure when that's premiering, but in the next couple weeks, I will be on another one. And that will be the Andu. No, I think it's called Andu and the Hair Healer Show. No, not hair. See, look, I'm already screwing up. Andu and the Healer Show. We took out hair, just put the healer. That was crazy. Put it there. Andu and the Healer Show. And that is a totally different side of me. You probably in some of the episodes hear it in me, but that is the little bit more of a wild side, the just me talking side, not necessarily focusing on the healing part of life and the energy part. It's sort of everything, the collective part. You're going to hear the Gemini in there. Some of it is crazy. Some of it is funny. Some of it is healing. I still come from a very spiritual spot, but we have more than one energies in us. We have multiple energies, which I love. And one of mine can be a little feisty thing with a sailor mouth and a dirty mouth. And sometimes you're going to hear that on that show. I can tell you that. But it's super fun. It's super different. I'm excited. So I will have more information on that on my social media, on everything. And make sure you're following me on my social media. I finally, after season one ended, made a Facebook page. Finally. So go check out the Hair Healer Facebook page. It's the Hair Healer Podcast. Check me out on Instagram at the Hair Healer 1111 and TikTok, the Healer 1111. So some things I've switched and taken out the hair, and it's getting very confusing if you can't tell. So sorry about that. So yeah, I'm getting ready and really, really excited for this season. I hope you guys love it. I hope you guys are ready. I know that I am super ready. And look, now I'm talking at the end and I'm just rambling and I'm like, okay, wait, I have this list. What else do I need to talk about? Did I talk about everything I needed to, wanted to, the growth, the change, the shifts? Here we go. Now, also one episode, and I say in the beginning, David Newman's episode, the second episode, it sounds a little off. We did get the equipment. For some reason, we didn't bring the equipment to his house to record. I feel like something was missing and didn't come in yet. And his house sounds a little echoey. So that one sounds a little bit older, or I mean the older version of it, a little echoey. It doesn't sound like the Rode Coaster equipment. So excuse that. Again, I'm just going through my head, things I need to remember. Dun, 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 dun. Well, no, I think that's everything. I think you guys got the full season one recap, what happened in between, and what to expect for season two, which is what we're going to premiere now. Now, if you have any interest on being on the Hair Healer Podcast, please email me, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com, and let me know. Send me a little bit of your story. Tell me what you think you would be good at it on here. And really, the only thing you need to do is have a real story, have a rawness, bring some positive hope. Or even if it doesn't sound positive at the time, bring some positive hope bombs that you can tell that are positive afterwards. And email me and let me know. Say, hey, I want to be on that Hair Healer Podcast. This is my story. I'm ready to bring a raw truth and I'm ready to do it. Again, please follow me on social media, the Hair Healer Podcast at Facebook. Look, now I'm rambling. I'm sorry. I'm doing this late at night. I'm 3 days before it premieres. I'm rambling. The Hair Healer Podcast Facebook, the Hair Healer Podcast at yahoo.com, at the Hair Healer 1111 on Instagram. Follow me on all of that. Thank you. I love you guys. I'm so excited about this. I could not be here without you, without your support, without your listenings. Please send this. Make sure you subscribe to whatever you listen to this on. Send it to a friend. Rate, review, comment. All of that can help this podcast succeed and help it keep going to the next level. I'm really excited. Now let's jump in and let's check out season 2. Love you guys. Have a fabulous week.